Hamilton, Howard, Merrick, Nez, Rogue, and York. Through the late morning hours, fog will remain possible across the area, and localized areas will see patchy dense fog with visibilities near 1/4 mile. Locations generally along and east of the line from Scotia to St. Laborie to Aurora to York will have the best potential to see fog. Please use caution if you must travel, allow for extra time to reach your destination.
The current time is 11:03 a.m. Central Daylight Time.
It will feel more like spring this weekend, although for much of the local area the drawback will be breezy to windy conditions, especially during the afternoon hours. Starting with today, high temperatures are forecast to climb from around 60 degrees in northeast portions of the area around Columbus and Greeley, Nebraska, up to the low 70s in southwestern communities such as Cambridge, Nebraska and Stockton, Kansas. However, breezy south to southwest winds on the order of 15 to 25 miles per hour will develop this afternoon. These winds, in combination with dry air and dry vegetation, will promote a high fire danger area-wide, but especially southwest of the line from roughly Lexington, Nebraska to Boyd, Kansas, where red flag the warning is in effect. Sunday has been looking like the warmest day of at least the next 7, hands down, as afternoon highs are forecast to reach the mid to upper 70s across most of the local area, and low 80s in some southwestern counties. Again though, south winds will be on the increase, with sustained speeds of 15 to 25 miles per hour common area-wide, and even stronger sustained winds around 30 miles per hour, or higher, especially southeast of the line from Fairmont, Nebraska to Stockton, Kansas. Then Sunday night, there is at least a slight chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm anywhere within the area, but miserable rainfall will likely be pretty spotty. Briefly looking at the upcoming work week, high temperatures on most days will only average in the 40s or 50s, and there will be several chances for at least light precipitation, especially during the Tuesday night through Thursday night time frame. Parts of the area could see a bit more significant precipitation next week, but it's way too soon to tell for sure.
Here is your latest National Weather Service forecast for Hastings, Osceola, Grand Island, and surrounding areas. Rest of today, sunny, warmer. Highs in the lower 60s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Much warmer. Lows in the mid 40s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Sunday, windy. Partly cloudy. Warmer. Highs in the mid 70s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour, then becoming 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 40 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, partly cloudy with chance of showers and slight chance of thunderstorms. Breezy. Lows in the upper 40s. South winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to around 35 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 30%. Monday, partly cloudy. Windy, cooler. Slight chance of sprinkles. Highs 50 to 56. Temperature steady or slowly falling through the day. Northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 45 miles per hour. Chance of showers 30%. Monday night, partly cloudy. Colder. Lows in the mid-20s. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-40s. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers possibly mixed with snow. Lows in the mid-30s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Highs in the upper 40s. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain and snow. Lows in the lower 30s. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain and snow. Highs in the mid-40s. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and snow. Lows in the upper 20s. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. At 11 a.m., at Central Nebraska Regional Airport at Grand Island, it was sunny. The temperature was 37, with a dew point of 26, and the relative humidity at 64%. The wind was south, at 13 miles an hour, and the pressure was 30.27 inches, and steady. At Hastings Municipal Airport, it was sunny. The temperature was 38, with a dew point of 26, and the relative humidity at 62%. The wind was southwest, at 12 miles an hour, and the pressure was 30.26 inches, and falling. Elsewhere near the listening area, it was sunny. It was 37 at Connie, 35 at Holdridge, 32 at York, and 34 at Aurora. Hebron reported 38, Columbus reported 34, and North reported 37. In eastern Nebraska, skies ranged from sunny to mostly sunny. It was 38 at Omaha, 38 at Lincoln, and 35 at Norfolk. In western and north central Nebraska, it was sunny, with a temperature of 45 at North Platte and 47 at McCook. At Sydney, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 51. At Valentine, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 47. Across northern Kansas, it was sunny. It was 39 at Concordia, 34 at Smith Center, and 54 at Goodland. And elsewhere around the region, it was sunny, with a temperature of 42 at Des Moines and 45 at Wichita. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 42 at Kansas City and 33 at Sioux Falls. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 44 at Cheyenne and 46 at Denver. Again, at 11 a.m., it was sunny. It was 32 at York, 37 at Grand Island, and 38 at Hastings. You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, station WXL-74, operating on a frequency of 162.400 MHz from tower facilities near Giltner, Nebraska. This station provides watch, warning, and advisory information for the following counties: Adams, Buffalo, Clay, Fillmore, Hull, Hamilton, Howard, Merrick, Nance, Bogue, Sherman, and York. Programming originates from the National Weather Service near Hastings, proudly serving south central Nebraska and portions of north central Kansas. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for south central Nebraska and portions of north central Kansas. For this afternoon and tonight, near critical fire weather conditions are expected across much of the local area today, with red flag warning in effect for areas generally along and southwest of the line extending from Lexington, Nebraska to Beloit, Kansas. Please refer to the latest red flag warning message for additional information. And now the extended outlook for the period Sunday through Friday. During the day Sunday and continuing into Sunday night, sustained south winds around 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 40 miles per hour are likely for areas primarily southeast of the line from Fairmont to Red Cloud, Nebraska to Stockton, Kansas. Although areas northwest of this line will not be quite as windy, the entire outlook area will be subject to near critical fire danger as afternoon relative humidity values drop down to around 20 or 25%. On Sunday evening and overnight, there is a slight chance for a few non-severe thunderstorms anywhere within the outlook area. On Monday, the strong northwest winds will overtake the entire area behind a cold front, with sustained speeds averaging 25 to 35 miles per hour and gusting to around 45 miles per hour or higher. On Tuesday night into Wednesday, a slight chance of thunderstorms returns to areas mainly southeast of the line from Hebron, Nebraska to Stockton, Kansas. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation will not be needed through tonight.